Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well, getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. A couple items to talk about. First, some questions about the North Channel Lakes, because a lot of people have not liked what they look like, and I don't blame you. The North Channel Lakes were doing minimal maintenance because the water company is going to come through and put in some new irrigation water runoff systems, and they're going to be bulldozing that first lake. So we don't want to spend a lot of money on maintenance and then have them bulldoze a lake, just wasting the money. But the first lake goes to the second lake, which goes to the third lake, and so forth. So we can't really do a whole cleanup to the second lake until we absolutely know the first lake's completed, because anything from the first lake will move to the second lake. So we're asking for your patience. Their estimated construction start date is June 2021. So June of next year, we expect to have that first lake, the construction starting. It will take 6 to 9 months. So that really means 8 months to a year. That's what you plan on in construction. Don't think it all happens on time. We do have a budget. It's already been planned for and reserved for and saved for to clean up all the lakes. Reeds, take out the sediment, reeds, everything. But we don't want to do it until that first lake is complete. Trash cans. All of you people, unfortunately, that are at the end of the route in phase three, sometimes this trash pickup comes very late. Here's what can happen. Here's what's okay. If the trash in front of your house is not picked up by 7 p.m., you do not have to put your garbage cans away that night. You can leave them out all night. So if you look at 7 o'clock, it's still full, just leave them till the next morning. Now, you do have to put the trash cans away by 9 a.m. There's the key time. After 9 a.m., security might put a garbage can ticket on your garbage can. So in the morning, wake up, get them out there by 9 a.m. Get them out of there. Now, if by chance the garbage cans are still full in the morning, you may leave them out all day till they come. Sometimes these trucks break down. I don't know what the story is. Sometimes they're late. I don't know. Sometimes they're just stuck somewhere. But you can leave them out the next day if it's not picked up. So there's the story on trash cans. Frontier. Couple of points and then clarification, because I didn't do this well. And when some people ask questions, then I can come back here and fix it. Check your first bill to be sure there is not an $85 service fee for the install. I got a report from a couple of people that said their first bill, they did have an $85 service fee, and yes, it's an error, and it was reversed, but check that first bill to make sure it's not there. Just don't blindly write a check. Now, the clarification is, the other day I talked to people about saying, check the pricing before you do the install. And some of the homeowners said, I thought the price was $12. So what am I checking? So there's where I wasn't clear. So let me break this down. The internet only, the $12 fee for the internet only is part of your HOA dues. There's no price negotiation for that. Your dues will go up. You know, the $12 will be part of your dues in January. So the internet only, all by itself, that's just a done deal. You're not negotiating that. So first off, if you are a person that only has internet, it's easy. You're just going to convert to Frontier, whether you have Spectrum internet or Frontier internet, because nobody I have heard supplies the internet for $12 a month. It's all $50 to $70 a month. Now, if you are a person with the dish, so let me back up. So the things to check are when there's TV involved, all the TV programming and how TV's used. That's what you need to check on carefully. Now, if you have the dish, internet is separate. So check, but it's most likely you'll convert to the Frontier internet, because of the price of the internet is much less, and then you just keep your dish, and then you move that, then you keep going forward. Now, where it gets a little more complicated is if you want TV from Frontier, and you have TV from Frontier or Spectrum. You need to check all the options based upon what you're currently paying, and then get the price on what it would convert to, because whether you're with Spectrum or Frontier, you might have special pricing based upon bundling when the packages are put together, whereby it could be cheaper for you to stay the way you are. That even though the dues go up $12, if you convert, you're going to pay more than you're paying now, more than the $12. So it would be better to stay where you are. You need to check that. My information is 90% of the people are saving money. So, but there are some, and I've had the cases and looked at the bills where it's true. There's special pricing. They should just stay where they are and not convert till Frontier until that special pricing goes away. So anything involved with the TV programming, check that. Find out what the new price is from Frontier. Look at what your old price is. And if it's not as good, don't convert. You don't have to do it. You can convert in the future, anytime. First install appointment from Frontier is no charge. Okay, I told you all about an incident that occurred, I think in the last podcast, on the 11th tee box of the South Course, where some people were gathering. 12 people were gathered on that 11th tee box. Well, some residents wrote me to ask me about a posting on Nextdoor. I will tell you, I don't do Nextdoor. I don't do any social media. I have found too much negative information, too much inaccurate information, too much false information. So I just find it mostly unproductive. I do wish most people, if you have a question, simply ask us. The board, there's a person on this board that's not going to just answer your question. And the only thing that's a secret is those things we can't tell you. Something like staff, you know, what's going on with staff, I can't tell you. A lawsuit, I can't talk about that till it's all done. But anything else, be glad to tell you what's going to happen. So anyway, some residents wrote to me, and because I get these questions, I am going to answer those questions in a public forum, which is this podcast. At least to say, okay, what happened and why, and or did it even happen? So on November 24, somebody sent me the post, somebody named Tammy Pina. Tammy, I don't know who you are. I don't think I've met you. I don't know. Wrote this. I'm going to go through this point by point about my actions. Now, it's kind of interesting. I do find this when I know many of us don't like the guidelines that are in place. Everybody understands that. Nobody likes this. We're going to look forward to the day it's done. But I have found that when people no longer can debate the issue, they will then attack people's character. And if my character is crappy, then I guess then any debate issues I might talk about are also bad. I don't know that that's a fair way to debate, but I have found it often to be true. Tammy went on to write at this posting that the residents mentioned on the 11th tee box were all from one family. Now, by the way, the 12 people were all ages, from little kids up. And I found it interesting that they were from, that 12 people are all from one family. Now, let's be clear in the state and county order. Kids, parents, and grandparents, all from the same family, does not mean you may gather together. The state order is to gather only with the people from your household, the people in your household. So grandparents, if you live here, there's two of you, and your kids live somewhere else, you're not supposed to be gathering indoors at the moment. That's for everybody's safety. If there's grandkids, they live somewhere else, you're not supposed to be gathering indoors. There's supposed to be no gatherings indoors per state and county law. Now, you may have three households outdoors, distancing, masks, the whole bit, That is allowed. You're not allowed to be on common property, but that is allowed. Tammy goes on to write, they were there for their annual holiday photo shoot. Therefore, the reason they did not have on masks. Well, I have to tell you, folks, I have not read anything in the California state order that says if you're taking pictures in a photo shoot, masks are not required. I have not read that exception, but if somebody gets it to me, I will relay that information to all the residents so that you all may stand 1 foot apart, shoulder to shoulder, while you take pictures without masks. Given the fact that they are not from the same household, it's probably just about the most dangerous situation for spreading the virus there is. I've already told you about my lovely bride's hairdresser, whose family, the grandparents, kids, and grandkids got together. Dad was dead in 30 days. Tammy Pina goes on to say, most of the 12 have already had COVID-19 many months ago, have fully recovered, including the parents of the 2 young grandkids. They did violate the common ground rule. We are in agreement. However, I feel that President Fuller was very degrading, belligerent, condescending, disrespectful in his treatment of these people as he yelled at them out of control to disperse immediately and then requested security to go inside the home and take a head count. Wow, really? Well, my response is, wow. So let's go back. It says that I was on the golf course, degrading, belligerent, condescending, disrespectful as I yelled all of them to disperse. Well, here's how the incident went down. A resident called me about the 12 people on the golf course, and they were not able to make contact with security. I drove by the location, saw the people on the golf course, and then I drove to the security office to ask security to go to hole 11 to take care of this. At no time was I ever on the golf course, and at no time did I ever speak to anyone. This is proven by the photographs that were taken of the people dispersing, and I'm not in any picture there is. So we do have that. As to the request that I told security to go inside the home, fortunately, the security people all had body cams running, and we have videos of everything I said. We have video of every single thing the homeowner said. At no time did security go inside that home. At no time did I ever request that they go inside that home. So this is all made up. It's a total fabrication. It's a lie. Now, I'm not sure if Tammy's just getting bad information, but my suggestion is just call and ask. But all of this is provable by pictures and video evidence. Thank God for me, I guess, when people want to attack my character. I just thank God I have a video by 2 different staff people of body cams showing the entire incident. Tammy goes on to write, I feel that a person in his position should be able to diffuse a situation with control and respect of all persons. Moving forward, if President Fuller cannot act in a respectful manner, maybe he should voluntarily step out of his position since it's obvious from his behavior that the pressure of this position may be beyond his scope of tolerance at this time. The only thing that gets tiring is, Tammy, as I got to tell you, is things like this, is when people just make up, fabricate stories, don't investigate, don't check it out, and then attack, whether it's me or the board, about it. She goes on to write, even with fear and anger, a person in a high position in authority should be able to treat people with respect regardless. Because of this encounter, these residents are moving out of the community, and the word of mouth will not be good. Well, the first part is, I never did all this. It's provable by videotape. So I don't have an answer to say that I'm supposed to be respectful. I only had a brief conversation with the owner. And that was basically, why are you doing this? And you're violating state orders. You're violating common property here. What are you doing? Other than that, I left the scene and security took over. As a result, she goes on to write, I know at least one other family that will leave Sun City Shadow Hills. Maybe that's what President Fuller's intentions are. I certainly hope not. However, he's gaining quite a reputation within this community and is considered a tyrant and a laughingstock by our sister community of Washington Street, Sun City, Palm Desert. Well, I can't tell anybody whether you live here or stay here or move. That's up to you. I think the board is trying very, very hard to walk a line to keep everybody as safe as possible while still allowing activities under the state order guideline. Currently, everyone here can have visitors in their backyard, three households. You can have that now. The board just doesn't see that your visitors need or it's essential that they go onto common property. They don't see the need for that. They don't see how that's essential. Why can't you have your visitors in your backyard and leave the common property alone in order to ensure maximum safety to the residents that live here? Why wouldn't everyone think that's a reasonable compromise? And the effort here is to keep the residents here alive. That's the motivation. So if you can have a guest over and still maximize the safety for the residents, why wouldn't you do that? Now, as far as people moving out because of the implementation of these guidelines, I will stand my vote to these guidelines. I will err on the side of safety, health, and being alive. If somebody wants to move out because they think these guidelines are a burden, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I don't mind that you move. I'll be straightforward. This person says maybe that's my intention. My intention is for everybody to follow the guidelines in order to maximize people staying alive. That's what I want. If somebody, I totally understand if somebody doesn't want to follow the guidelines, I totally get. They should leave. I could understand not wanting to live here if you wanted to violate all the guidelines. Makes total sense. Don't blame me about that kind of an action. As to our word of mouth, I can't speak to that. People will say whatever they're going to say. I mean, in the case of Tammy Pina, you made this horse story up, or unfortunately, you listened to somebody without checking it out. So people will sometimes take false information, incorrect information, and then they'll say whatever they want, and some people will believe it. I think that's unfortunate. But there's nothing I'm going to do about that, and I won't lose sleep over the fact. I'm going to just tell you the truth. Now, as to our Sun City Palm Desert, in 5 days, Sun City Palm Desert has gone up by 6 cases and 1 death. They're now at 73 cases. I know of 6 cases in our complex. The only death that we've recorded so far in this complex was a person who was being treated for a terminal illness for 2 years. Every HOA is going to run the complex as they wish. That's up to them. Sun City Palm Desert may do it their way. I know some people disagree with how we are doing it today. I think that becomes election issues. You got an election coming up next April. If you think I acted inappropriately through this entire process, there will be 2 other people running. Vote for them. I will be more than willing, if the residents here want me to step aside, I will do it. Now, to answer a couple more questions, the CDC only recommends. The CDC does not have jurisdiction over the state and county. So many of you are equating that the CDC recommendations are what we're supposed to be doing. No, the CDC does not have jurisdiction. Some are quoting the CDC as that was what we should be doing, namely we can have a gathering in our home up to 10. The answer is no. The state order at the moment is there's no gatherings indoors of anybody except for the people that live in that household. So your family members who are kids and grandkids, you're not supposed to gather indoors. Now, we're not looking for it. So people might have it. I can't tell you. People will say it. But that's why the board is asking for people not to walk on the streets. We're trying to minimize the spread of this virus. If somebody brings it in, we're trying to make sure it's confined to specifically a single home. Now, the board is not evaluating the state orders as medically right or wrong. Many of you are asking us to provide the evidence that their grandkid doesn't pass this virus on the streets. That's not our role. We just don't feel that's necessary for your grandkid to walk on the street at the moment. We just want to err on the side of safety to make sure residents will stay alive. So it's not our place to evaluate the medical implications of the state and county orders. The CDC does say gathering at home is not a good idea. So we're trying to totally minimize this spread by isolating it to wherever they visit. And that's it. That's why no guests are allowed on common property. The exception is guests at the golf course. That is the one exception. Now, you may have three households, three households in your backyard. But they cannot use common property, cannot walk on the streets. Security has been citing people for walking on the streets with kids. Now, let's keep going. Now, I personally think the vaccine's coming. That's pretty clear, right? Everybody understands. We watch the news. That seems to be coming. Great news. Very optimistic, positive information. I might personally think we have 4 to 6 months to go. But I'd rather you be safe. I'd rather you be healthy. I'd rather you stay alive. And the holidays, for me, given that, can wait. The good news is this vaccine is on the way. We still have a lot to be thankful for. I'm very thankful my kids are okay. My grandkids are okay. I do think we should be thankful for the future days when the COVID is behind us. Those days are coming. So I look forward, and I'm thankful that next year, I believe, once again, I can join family and friends for dinner and my margarita. Those are the days to look forward to. Those are the days to be thankful for, and I truly believe those days are coming soon. I wish you all well. Have a great day. Take care. See you all soon.